This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is your first time at HeadGum?
You ever been here?
It is my first time at HeadGum.
Oh, really?
I gotta say, I didn't realize when I agreed to do this that you had switched networks. Mm-hmm. And that...
Okay.
You know,
that's so funny. That, I mean, it's not funny. I was about to say that's so funny. It's actually not funny at all.
Okay, let me know if it becomes funny again, because I am looking to laugh today.
I actually set an intention for this to reach out to you, because we had switched networks, thinking that if we were on the same network, that would potentially be an issue. One thing I do want to raise that I also take very seriously is I prefer not to, and I'm looking this way, I'm looking in this direction at the table, I prefer not to have us be somebody's first.
Okay.
When it comes to,
it's a big responsibility.
HeadGum, yeah. And recording in this space.
You want me to get my dick wet on some other HeadGum podcasts first?
We would prefer that newcomers sort of popped your cherry.
Yes. That's not me. That's not my
newcomers
thing.
Is for the newcomers.
Yeah. Yes. It's right there in the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Handbook is for the old salty dogs, yeah. You know what, yes. I mean? People who...
This is for, like, now we're looking into different stuff, you know? Now, yeah. Okay, I've done the baseline thing.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
What
right.
else is there?
We just can't, you know? Really... We can't accommodate the sort of growing pains that come along with a first-time HeadGummer. Because it's... And we felt it right away, right? We didn't know where to sit.
That was tough.
And we didn't know about, you know, the camera, how the camera setup was going to work.
And this sort of setup in general of the way that podcasts are being filmed.
Yeah.
Now, very, like...
Very sturdy.
This feels, like, very boycotted, too.
Uh-huh.
And I've been saying this, haven't I? Mm-hmm. Not in these words, but I've been saying, I don't know about this setup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't give me room to do, you know.
I never put my finger on what it was. It's yes. too boycotted.
Yes.
And I can't.
I want to be able to.
Yeah.
You know, and that doesn't, yeah. that doesn't work for the cameras.
Well, yeah. then certainly not yeah, for the microphone. Yeah. Yeah. The cameras,
okay,
it works.
That's
but
the first
microphone.
Time Casey has actually said anything worked.
Wow.
When you sort of cat-like.
That's how I want to be,
the
though.
Big perch.
It's true. It's true. I would like to, like, let me move this. Just like, just mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, but
and you can't do
you
it.
See,
I, well,
can't
I can't, but
it.
I'm. But I want to sort of.
He can't.
See, now I'm comfortable talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get into it.
Yes, and this is actually very cat-like as well.
Do you like? But... Do you like doing podcasts, Joel? Or are you sick of it? I don't think I could ever get sick of podcasts.
We haven't seen you. We haven't seen you since Fire Island. We're not part of the press on that.
Well, technically we're not... you did. My last appearance was after the movie hit.
Yeah, it was right after, and we talked all about it.
Yeah.
But it
but
wasn't.
But what Hayes is saying, yeah. I think, is that he doesn't remember doing that.
Right.
And mm. and that was, unfortunately, during the pandemic.
Mm. Sort of.
Well, it was over Zoom.
Sort of, yeah, but it was over Zoom, but...
Oh, no. Oh, no. And if he had only been able to physically... Yeah. His lungs never would have filled up with fluid.
And so I guess I'll take your word for it.
The studio gave Joel pneumonia.
On whether or not it was COVID at the time. Your
yeah.
respiratory system seems to be so good.
Well, yeah. we're still in COVID, you guys.
Awesome. Well, in fact, you know, as you cough into the microphone that many people will use today,
thank God I'm
it sort of feels like you're bringing COVID back.
Yeah, so it's been a minute. It's been a summer. It's been a year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ever? Yeah.
Well, don't leave anything out.
Okay.
What have you done?
I'm loving the strike.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm loving
hot strike summer.
I'm not supposed to talk like this, but I almost want to go back to work.
I know.
We're not supposed to say it,
I'm kind of liking my little staycation. I just have so much time to do my crafts now. Yeah. When I was working, it was like doing crafts was like this like burden on everyone else, mm-hmm. where it was like, don't do that. You know, you're at work. You're not supposed to be like making a god's eye with yarn or something. Mm-hmm. But now that I am not working, no one can even see that I'm doing it. And I do it all day.
And if I want to go, if I think like, I want to go to Lancaster, I can just go.
I can just get in the car and drive to Lancaster.
PA?
I can just be, it's so funny that I could actually just go. If I want to go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I could even just go there too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just be like, do you guys know about each other? Do you know about the other one?
I was just in the other Lancaster.
Yeah.
And then just sort of see what they say.
And I can introduce them.
You're a performer. What do you think they'd say? Like, can you kind of embody, like, so you be Lancaster, PA. Hayes, you're the first Lancaster you mentioned.
Yeah.
And let's just see, like, and I'll be me.
Yeah.
Do you guys know each other?
They're kind of the same, I guess, because they really do. Like, it is really what they do.
No, of course, where.
Like, they're totally nice, but you have to get through the initial surprise. Mm-hmm. Like, just when they encounter anybody, mm-hmm. there is that whole kind of like,
Yeah. The shock can be very painful.
Yeah. And it's fight or flight. All
the horror of recognition, you know, when you see, you know, yourself out in the world mm-hmm. and you go, God, that's what I'm like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're loving it as well.
Having the best time.
Yes. So and this, what we've been able to do creatively here is so different. Now that we've had this time, just funneling all of our creative energy into this project, which it has always deserved, has always been just sort of politely behind the scenes, like, hey, this is here for you to invest in when you need it.
Well, it went from being, you know, my sixth or seventh priority to being my fifth or sixth priority. And it has shown, you know, I mean, the results are right there in your ears, listeners. The fucking show is on fire. It's gone atomic. It's nuclear.
It's Oppenheimer.
It's Oppenheimer, coded.
Yeah.
It's very Oppenheimer.
Can you believe, this is just so crazy for me, can you believe they did a movie for boys and for girls?
And no, it was at the same time. Same day.
I do wish that McDonald's did Barbie toys for girls and Oppenheimer toys for boys.
For boys.
That's sick as hell. The Happy Meal comes with a little, you get a little.
Here's Florence Pugh and her tits.
Yeah, okay. I'll just say that I closed my eyes and put my head on my wife's shoulder during those scenes. Mm-hmm. And I just said, tell me when it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't take anything away from the movie. I was no more confused than I would have been.
Yeah. It's weird. I need to see Oppenheimer again because I fell asleep, but I kept waking up only for the Florence Pugh sex scenes. I'm not even kidding. Like, I would wake eyes open and there she'd be again. And
I had the identical experience that I only fell asleep once, but I did fall asleep and I did wake up and Florence Pugh was nude on screen. And I said, I don't know who this is. I don't know how they know each other. Mm-hmm. I don't need to because I don't care.
No.
Like, I just want to be in the movie theater.
Yes.
But I don't, who cares? Because it's just,
and I'm
like,
saying that. I'm like, yeah, who cares?
Who cares about this? I'm saying it so loud. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm saying, who cares?
Who gives a damn crap?
There is, now, I want to be clear here. I didn't fall asleep in Oppenheimer because I'm gay. Okay? Because my boyfriend really fucking enjoyed it. So don't go there. But you, I did fall asleep.
And let's make it very clear. You fell asleep in Oppenheimer and you're gay.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. These it's are not because.
True
it's
facts not cause- that yeah. are, it's, you know, correlation not causation. Not causation.
Yeah, exactly.
And I only fell asleep because my wife was making me keep my eyes closed on her shoulder for so long, being like, I think the scene's coming up.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I think it's happening now. And so I just the whole time was going, okay, but what's happening? You know, and then she'd start telling me, then I go, who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, who cares? Then I woke up, saw that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to close my eyes again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was a tough car ride home. It was a tough car ride.
Oh, I find car rides easy because easy to fall asleep in. Is that what you're talking about? I think I find that's the easiest place for me to fall asleep.
On the car ride?
In the car ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something about driving. Moving. Yeah.
Something,
yeah. Yeah.
Something about moving that wheel around just hypnotizes
and just all the stuff
me.
You have
makes
to be
me drift
looking
off.
At and doing. It is like, it is, you're just want to be
it
like.
It shuts me down.
Yeah.
It's like, exactly. So it's like there's a mirror yes. here and there's music and there's this mirror.
It's
and
not my,
this
it's not my learning
and,
style.
No, it's yeah. too many things at once and
so
I just
like,
completely
okay,
close
no,
off.
No, no,
and
no.
I go, yeah. I just got to get some shut
yeah.
eye.
Yeah.
I just got to get some rest. So I was trying to figure out. Also, who are we talking about?
Yeah.
Who? Oh, which guy?
Yeah.
What? Like, who is this?
Oppenheimer?
I don't know. Like, and I don't well, care, but like.
Who, like, honestly, first of all, who fucking cares?
First of all, who gives
but also,
a shit?
Who even
but
are
also,
you?
But also, excuse me, can you please stop yes. and tell me who this
Who's
is?
Who's that? What are you doing?
Well, I went in because I was like, this is a Christopher Nolan movie, right?
Who's that?
Is that?
So where's the
Batman?
The twist top?
Where's the Batman?
Where's the Joker?
Where's the spinning top?
Where's the spinning top?
Where's the Joker? Yeah.
Where's Matthew McConaughey
where
traveling through
Bane?
Space and time?
Yes. Yeah.
What is this movie?
Yes.
I don't know what the fuck it was. And, at the end, do you mind spoilers?
No.
Anybody mind spoilers?
Technically, I've seen the film, so no.
Mm-hmm. At the end, where were they? Where are we? Like, which I asked, by the way, and no one knew.
Yeah.
Silence, shushing, but mostly silence.
Right. I think maybe it's tough when you've like been putting up this front of like not caring the whole time.
Yeah.
That they're like, oh, this guy is like not
a part
not
of the
invested.
The boy who cried, who cares?
Community.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
A little bit.
And
of,
now
I said
suddenly
it so many
that you
times.
Are kind of concerned about like where you are and stuff like
yeah.
that. It's tougher to take that seriously because all they know about you is just being like Mr. Whatever, you know? Mm-hmm.
Not, you yeah. call that a bomb?
Yeah, exactly. Like
yeah.
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was the same thing. I was like, who fucking gives a shit? And where
the are they?
Where are they?
Who is that? I do like in those movies, though.
I accidentally
is Einstein
called,
still alive?
I did actually.
Is Einstein, like,
yes.
I'm genuinely like, is Einstein still alive? Because
yeah.
I'm watching him.
Right. That was a big question for me as well. I did accidentally call Oppenheimer mom at one point. I kind of went up there. I was trying to tug on his jacket because I thought it was, and then like he looks down and I'm like, oh my God, it's like so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Number one, but also like, where is my mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were watching on IMAX 70mm too. So
yeah,
it was IMAX.
Exactly. And so
I said I love you too a couple times mm-hmm. when I thought he was about to say I love you. Mm-hmm. And that got a little bit of attention. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, just for people who were in there, I was just actually being polite.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was a really big thing for him to say, and I didn't want to leave it out there. But then he also hadn't. I was anticipating him saying it, yeah, too.
It's good to finally get a piece of this thing, because, like, we didn't talk about it at all.
Oh, thank God. I'm so glad, yeah, that I did this to myself by bringing it up.
Yeah.
And so, like, we just, like, forgot to, like, really get into it. And, like, but now there is still time, I think, to, like, take advantage of, the, like, this cultural thing that's happening. Is this episode come out next, or it's two away?
Two away.
Oh. Okay. So we might.
Oh, Joel.
Okay. I just really hope.
Maybe three.
Okay, I just really hope that this is still,
oh, Joel,
like as prominent as, like,
Kevin
this conversation
has this whole, like,
is very relevant, like, right now. But I just really want to make sure it stays. I mean, just even for hat purposes.
Uh-huh.
Right. So you get me.
I could be clear. Dead in 3 weeks, and this could be the
that
thing.
Would be
that
huge.
Would be amazing. That was my exact
That'd be
thought.
Amazing.
You
final
could be, or
reporting.
You like you will be, or you promise.
I could be. You don't know.
We could
I'm
actually
going to the
jack
desert.
Up the Patreon
you're going
price.
To the desert.
I'm
yeah,
going to the
no
desert. There's no water.
This one's paywalled. If you're dead, this is paywalled. It's a premium exclusive, and you do have to get in there.
Here, dead
Joel's
comedian.
Final moment.
Joel Kim so Booster talk about
Kevin,
Oppenheimer
Kevin,
a month
Kevin,
too late.
Kevin. Kevin. What am I tapping? So if I'm just kind of picturing a scenario where Joel is dead and he's not wearing a hat pack hat.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
On the podcast. Yes.
Yeah, we can screen grab. Yes, Joel in this hat. And then,
see, finally
and
someone actually knows
next
what,
to
the
casket.
What to do with a hat.
This is me dead.
That's you and your coffin.
To have this be the final
folded,
image.
Yeah.
Next
a lot
to
of people
closed casket.
A lot of people want to be on their back. I want to be on my
side. Sort of knees tucked in.
Yeah, I'm a side sleeper. I want to have a little pillow between my knees. I want to have a hugger.
Yes.
Right?
Like a little love is angel.
Mm-hmm. What if I was on my
so
stomach?
Cute.
Yeah. What if I was on my stomach in my coffin?
Sleeping
That's
on my
right,
stomach.
On your stomach, knees still tucked in, head to your side. Oh, that would be so cute.
Butt kind of up too high.
That would be such a cute
thing. That is adorable.
And my visitation would be so lit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, part of my like requests for during the wake or whatever is that they like roll me over every now and then. Just I know I get kind of stiff if I'm just on one side.
Absolutely.
I don't want that to happen.
Okay, so you were going through your entire year.
Mm-hmm.
You were telling us about different things.
Yeah,
different things. We went through the strike. We love it. Oppenheimer.
Did you? Loved it. Yeah. Okay, we did the strike. That's right. We did Oppenheimer.
What else has happened this year?
That's sort of what we were hoping to hear from you.
Yeah,
we don't like. I feel like you're not out there as much as we need you to be in terms of like
you're
sharing.
Sort of like our like
yeah
on the street reporter. Like you're supposed to be bringing in the news. We live in this studio.
Oh right,
like this is the only place we exist.
Okay, I you know I feel like this is a lower energy episode for you guys. And
you want me to
like,
go nuts, go crazy?
Yeah, I would.
I didn't get a lot of sleep, but I could sort of kind of. Gear myself up. You guys do the podcast for a little bit, and I'm gonna kind of build up some steam to go crazy. Yeah.
No, I just feel like you know what? Your fans are gonna come after me.
Yeah.
Your fans are gonna be in
and
my
mentions. And we will be directing them that way.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, like we still, you know, we still gotta live here. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're just passing through.
I just feel like. Jake Johnson comes in here and screams his little head off.
Yeah, that was funny
his
shit,
little head
man.
Off.
Thank
and
you
I,
for that,
and I point and I say, oh,
oh
that was funny
ready.
Shit, dude.
He doesn't get the concept. He doesn't get the premise of this podcast.
Right. Well, you're yawning so much leading up to the recording that it did take a lot out of me.
Yeah. And we can also
Jake yawned in the car before he came inside. Mm. And
maybe,
that, I think, was the difference.
When you yawn, we can maybe put in like an, you know, So it's like, oh, wow, that's like very intense.
Capture this sound for the yawn.
Does Jake Johnson... Did Jake Johnson have an Emmy nom?
I want to say he has a nod, but somehow it was not considered an Emmy.
He must have done a round table.
Maybe.
If he didn't do a round table, I walk out.
Yeah. Well, in that way, he has to try a little bit harder than I do.
So you are you're trying because, like, for me.
No, I'm not trying.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Not anymore.
You
never
wait,
again.
Because you don't have, because you,
when
you've
I get
been nommed
the shit, I'm like, I didn't even mean to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, who cares?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like cool. It's cool to like not be trying and stuff, but he does have to try.
He has to try. He has to try really hard.
It sucks to have to try, but he has to try. And you don't have to try.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to double back to Oppenheimer briefly.
Okay.
I just want to know, like, was he married?
Yeah, and he was married to Emily Blunt, an actress.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Who they always throw one in to those movies.
Okay.
And she comes in and she says, "You're all a bunch of boys."
Yeah.
Playing with toys.
Your little toys.
Hey, you boys and your little toys. I'd rather be watching Barbie. Don't put that in Oppenheimer.
But it's feeding into the whole thing. It's an applause line in every theater.
No, they all
either just came from there or they're going back. Mm-hmm. You know,
straight
back
to camera,
and
she says it. And then it's like a 5-minute break for everyone to clap and laugh. And then she goes, "Now would be a good time to use the bathroom, folks." Yeah. It's a long one.
When I went to see Barbie, because I'm a boy, and so when I went to see Barbie, I was like trying to, like, you know, because people were noticing, obviously, and they're like, holy shit. And I was also whispering that too to kind of like get them going a little bit. Just kind of like, oh my shit,
there's a boy in the movie.
But they were confused because your hair is girl coded right now.
My hair is a little girl coded, but the way I had it like set up was like guile.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. And so like that day it was very, very boy coded.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
So
today you look like a cis woman.
I just have to counteract the boy coded setup of
Right.
Of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting a haircut soon.
No, come on.
No, leave it.
Why?
Thank
you. Said
you
look like
you're
a
right.
cis
okay,
woman?
Okay, you're right. I won't. Okay, yeah. I won't. All right. Okay, good. Thanks. You're right.
Mm-hmm. My sis is a woman.
Yeah. Anyways, you were going to see Barbie. Everyone thought you were a boy.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Is a boy in the movie? Is he cool? Yeah.
And I'm walking around with my hands kind of struggling, like, I'm just trying it out, you know? I'm just interested in trying it.
I heard anybody could see this movie.
Yeah.
Right?
And I was like, wow, okay. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
He's a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, he's so brave. Wow. He's sitting in the movie.
And all the other boys was like, hey, is that like is this a movie we could watch too? And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? That's,
you called them they were like, we're seeing Oppenheimer. Yeah, come on, bro.
Come on,
that's
going
the wrong theater.
Hey, pal, you look a little lost. Come see Oppenheimer.
Like, all the bullies trying to make you see Oppenheimer, all the fucking big frat bros who are populating the Oppenheimer screening are just like pulling all the boys out of Barbie to make them see Oppenheimer instead.
And I was like, hey man, it's just whatever. I think movies for everybody. And they were like, oh damn, that could be a pretty interesting movie for girls.
I did do something in the screening that I think a lot of the boys appreciated, where like after certain lines, like especially if a line got a big laugh, I go, that was Noah. Oh, that's Noah. That is so Noah. Okay, Noah's voice. I'd recognize it anywhere.
Yes.
And it just gave just a little something to hold on to. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, of course I see the movie. Of course it's for everyone.
Yes.
And like, I love what they were trying to say. But at the same time.
Which I don't know if they knew what it was.
No, but I think you don't, you're not, it's art. You're not supposed to know. I have never at one point during this episode or any other had any idea what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But in the movie, just so people have, so that some of the, especially the boys who were enjoying it, so that as they leave, they don't end up in some kind of crisis.
Yeah.
Just go, okay, that is so Noah.
I just feel like the movie would have been way different if Noah wasn't there to steer the ship, you know? I think it would have been a much different movie. Because you have Greta probably still menstruating at points. And at that point,
who's steering
the ship?
Yeah, I don't know how any of that works. Like, I don't know. I cannot comment on that. But I will say that...
You know how they get. You know how they get... Tell me.
It's like, you know, Oppenheimer, I like to see the bomb. Barbie, mm-hmm. I like to see the bomb back.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to
it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame. with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's the last thing that you bought that you loved?
Add to the cart.
The last thing that I bought that I really loved was probably, I don't know, my house.
Well, well, well. Yeah, I don't know that our listeners will be able to add your house What's to that? Their cart.
The wind. Wow. From the flex on them.
No, I don't even like that much. I bought a new phone case.
Okay.
That's a house.
No, yeah, I really, but I do really like phone. It because it makes my phone look phone like an Android. So it's much less stealable.
Very droid coded.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know how square that is? And the thief sees that and goes...
Well, and the green text. Applying the green text. Exactly. Yes, yes, you're reminding people. The little green bubble. Oh.
And they don't want that. Oh, you know what's crazy is I've seen so many people. It's always the gay bars in WeHo are like rife with phone theft. And it's always young women that are doing it. I've seen them get caught with their purses because they are invisible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what they can be.
You know how that can be?
Mm-hmm.
How can it be?
Well, he was repeating what you said before. You know how they get.
You know how they get. I mean, you do know how they get.
That time of the month when they go into WeHo and steal phones.
Need phones, yes.
That's
it's
so
biological.
That's so interesting that you say it's young women doing that, because what I've seen is like basically Strega Nona like going into those clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh no, yeah.
Old,
yeah,
like Baba Yaga type, mm-hmm, like figures who, mm-hmm, like are, you know, sort of shuffle through the club and steal everyone's phone.
You're seeing this yourself?
Yeah.
Where?
In the bar. I'll go at. So it's the same thing as with the movies.
Yeah.
No. You know?
Yeah. It's the same. No. Yeah. Hayes goes in and he goes, holy shit, this guy's going in the fucking bar.
Yeah.
Like this.
And because they think, of course, that I am a cis woman. And so they.
Yeah.
And so all the girls are like,
did you get his phone? Oh, shit. Sorry. Yes. Wrong person. They think you're a part of the ring.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. The ring ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ring. Yeah. The ring ring ring.
The bring ring. Bring bring.
How many hats have we sold?
Yeah. Talk about the hats. Bleep the number, of course.
I'll bleep the number. And I have an update. We're at.
Mm-hmm.
And our store was flagged as suspicious activity.
Why was it flagged as suspicious activity?
The amount of hats that we sold in a week.
It's sus.
It was sus. We had to provide a lot more verification.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
What are the proceeds going to?
The entertainment personal fund.
Yes.
It's like, obviously people are on strike. Very robust, thriving community who has not been able to work and support themselves in the way that they normally are because of the vicious AMPTP. And you, of course, have experienced this. And there are two particular members who have been hit the hardest.
I see.
Who we are supporting through the hat pack.
Who are they?
They're actually, you'd love them. They're great.
Yeah, they're so funny. You might know, there's a separate foundation that we work with that has been working with them as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Boy and Boy Club.
Mm-hmm. The Boy and Boy Club of America. Although anyone from any country can actually donate as much as they want.
The Boy and Boy Club.
The Boy and Boy Club. Yeah. Really cool work they're doing,
mm-hmm, to help.
Really great.
The community.
And they,
the community is so important. I'm obsessed with the community.
I love thinking about the community, mm-hmm, and just engaging with it.
I think.
Go ahead.
I think the thing about the strike is,
please go ahead.
These people that are in need could be working if they wanted to.
Okay, and you were saying this before we started recording as well, I didn't really get time to get into it because there was just so many yawns and we couldn't explore it.
It's early. Do not get off my fucking back about these yawns.
Wait. It's not a negative thing. It's just what happened.
Okay.
You're in your coffin. It's on your stomach. And they have you sitting up a little bit and doing a little stretch. Wow. And everyone who comes up to the coffin is saying, oh, big stretch.
I do want to be buried in a long night shirt and a little sleeping cap. Because I do, it's like, don't put me in a fucking suit, right? I don't wear that now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to bed. Yeah, I am sleeping. Oh, yeah, like, that's what's happening.
I have to go to bed. Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, they could be working.
Where'd you get that phone case?
I got it off of brand on Instagram, but I think it's for girls.
Okay.
I'm sorry to be so gender-focused this episode, but I'm really... It's really struggling because I'm like, are square phones for girls only?
Uh-huh.
We've been ignoring this conversation, you know, and we've gotten our ass called out a couple times. When are they gonna really dig into square phones?
Jezebel.com, the Hollywood Handbook boys are at it again, not talking about square phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have our own tag on Jezebel.com. It's not this again.
Oh man, I miss it.
The square phones are so girls can whip pull out their phone from their pocket with two fingers like Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
And say, ha ha,
mon ami.
Whip it into the wall right next to the boys, so they can like, so the boys can have their number, I guess, have their entire phone. Mm-hmm. This is how, you know,
it's transparency,
sexual revolution
and everything, yeah,
has changed a lot of things. And so yes, now instead of girls sharing their number, they will share their entire phone with the boys. It's very forward.
Square tactics.
Anyway, so that's where I'm at right now, you guys.
Okay, that was a really good, so that face that he made while he was doing that yawn, mm-hmm, that will make a very good sound.
We can plug in a really
so
la la la.
How do the full episodes go up online? Can I watch this back, or just little clips to get them in?
Yeah, the full episodes are online. They're behind a paywall. Again, we're doing a lot of fundraising
for the Boy and Boy,
the Boy and Boy Club.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so it's actually only available to subscribers because we really are trying to reach out, especially during this time.
Mm-hmm. These boys, how old? Barely mm-hmm legal? Barely legal?
Some of what they've done is not legal at all. Including the Hat Pack website that they find.
So let me say this. You can be too young to have sex, and you can be too old to have sex. And so barely legal can mean two different things.
At what age are you too old to have sex?
Yeah, well, I found out personally the hard way, or rather the soft way.
That's good. That makes such a good birthday card.
Maxine saying it.
That would be an insane Maxine moment.
Okay, Maxine snapped on this birthday. That is how I know I'm over
the
hill.
That is not a deterrent for me. You just fold it up.
Yes, just folding the sword. Mm, yes, right. That's right. Yes. Yes,
you fold it enough times, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can, like, it's literally impossible to fold it more than a certain number of times. It's like a
not
like,
in my experience.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's folded.
It's folded.
What I'll say is, it's folded.
Okay.
It's right been now folded.
It's been folded. It's mm-hmm been folded.
It's been folded. It's yes been folded.
Thank you.
No, it's a true Ben Fold spot. Yeah.
We're all qualified to be here. That's what that moment just establishes. If you don't hear Ben Folded and get to Ben Folds mm-hmm 5 in some way,
yeah.
I maybe should have said story walking, pal. Like, you should not be here.
I should have said Ben Folds 5.5.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
That's still average, buddy. That's still average.
Oh, yeah.
She's a brick and I'm falling. That's the only part of that song I know.
Since I am.
That's a big, I mean, if you're going to know any part, I mean, that's like a really,
yes,
if you only knew some other part, yeah, that like
the
that
part
would
where
be
they
problem
say the title, the yeah part that they do multiple times.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
that's the part to learn to yeah me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, how many hats?
Oh, by the way, the post office does not like Hollywood Handbook.
They don't like the show.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we've done so many ads being like, never go to the post office again.
Yeah.
I think they knew.
They
so I
feel
guess
it.
If I were them, I would be like, okay, so fuck me, I guess.
Yeah.
But why specifically don't they like you, and how do you know?
We've filled up all their bins And so other people can't ship stuff anymore. So they're going to send a man to my house today.
To do what?
He said deliver. He said receive the goods.
They're sending their toughest mailman. Yeah.
They will be going postal on Kevin.
It sounds like a cute meetup.
I'm excited.
So you say a cute meetup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there a problem?
No, there's not a problem at all.
No, there's not a problem at all.
It's a cute meetup.
It's way clearer.
Yeah.
It's way clearer than what I'm familiar with.
Yeah, that's right.
I finally know what it is, actually. Like hearing it in that order, cute meetup, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Should we also take this opportunity to talk about another brand relationship that we've had?
Well, we should, because I wouldn't mind Joel's help.
We really need your help.
Yes. So you just know how to talk to these folks.
Yes.
Which folks?
Can we not say the brand and just describe
the
response?
Uh-huh. Can we describe what they generally do?
So obviously we've said not to go to the post office ever again for a particular company that has stamps. Mm-hmm. Now we found a company that has shoes.
Yes. We are very excited for this partnership. It's the first company we've ever had work with us. I meant every company.
It's the first we've ever had work for us.
Yes, that has like is cool, and that like it feels like people were already using and thinking was cool. And
yeah, that like I had used, and even when I had used it, I was like, "Am I allowed to use this? Right, this is like cooler than I am."
So, Tom's.
Sure.
Tom's shoes.
Yeah, Tom's. Sure.
Tom's. So cool. Look, we're not allowed to say Rothy's, but obviously everyone's thinking Rothy's.
And so they have shoes and other stuff. And so our thing was like, hey, like, you know how much it sucks to go to the cobbler? Mm-hmm. Like, never go, like, you don't ever have to go to the cobbler again.
Which we were like pretty pleased with.
Pretty sick.
Yeah. Pretty fucking cool.
And so we did get some notes. And the note we received was, for Hollywood Handbook's host read, we're not seeing the connection to our brand with the cobbler storytelling.
So, like, what do you think is the move here?
I think we can
double and triple down?
I think we can lean towards a story about how they've used brand name or anything they're eyeing on brand name or want to purchase on brand name.
But where does the cobbler
come suggestion. In? Yeah, well, it's question. Like almost like they want to get rid of it entirely.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Good. Maybe, okay, because I felt crazy. Yeah, because at first I was like, oh, they want more of it, like to make the connection clearer. But then it seemed like they wanted to lean away from
which
no?
Is insane.
Should we explain the connection to them? Because they're not seeing it.
Yeah. Maybe they don't know what a cobbler is.
A cobbler makes shoes.
Shoes. Maybe you go in an opposite direction, though. Maybe you, instead of going one step towards shoes with cobbler, you go one step away from shoes with cobbler, and you start talking about the dessert.
Well, yeah, I was wondering, do they think peach cobbler? Yeah. When they hear us talking about the cobbler, is that why they're so confused?
Yeah.
But we say it is peach cobbler.
Yeah.
That would
never go to the peach cobbler.
I don't want to embarrass them if they think it is peach cobbler.
Well, you should just go along with it.
Yeah. Oh, we totally get you. Like, oh my God. Yeah, we shouldn't have been talking about peach cobbler. You're right.
Yes.
How about from now on we talk about the shoe cobbler?
Yeah.
Starting today. And everybody kind of gets to.
And then they can be embarrassed. On their own time.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. But it's with such kindness. Mm-hmm. Yes. We're letting them down so gently, you know.
And they go back to the office and they're like, oh, fuck.
Yes. They go home.
Fuck.
What's wrong? It seems like something's. Seems like you're really distracted tonight. Like, you know, I thought we were having a nice dinner, but it seems like you really got something on your mind.
Did you know? Did you know what cobbler meant?
Sorry. I don't know. I think I need more context. Like,
did you know
what cobbler mean? I mean, it's like someone
when that, someone says cobbler, what do you think?
Like someone that makes shoes?
Fuck.
Yeah, that's tough. I never want to put, like, I want these good relationships. I never want
to
put.
And I want their relationships to be good, too. Like, yes. I don't want that tension you don't want at
them
home.
To go
home.
Yes, yeah. I want them to be better. I want, like, our ad reads to help them, like, go home and, like, have a better relationship.
Our ads save marriages is something that we've been saying for a long time, mm-hmm. is that it's always supposed to bond couples and protect that unit. You know, and I just, I feel ashamed because I think we messed up, you know, and I'd like to offer an apology to the brand and to the individuals who were affected. And I would say that moving forward, we will be saying shoe cobbler multiple times.
My phone house has the round part. On the side and on the other side. And so that's for boys, you say.
Round for boys.
How about this? Otterbox.
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 For boys.
And so when I drop it, it doesn't pierce the ground, stay standing up, cracks start rippling out from the side.
It's more so, it's less about like the shape is... it's about what boys want to touch. Round phone reminds you of a woman's body.
Yes.
A square phone reminds you of a man's body.
I hate touching something too sharp.
Big square, sharp angles. Very masculine.
But this, you're holding that phone like Florence Pugh.
Tell me about that.
Soft, naked body, round.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I think. When I saw Florence Pugh nude in Oppenheimer, I thought Otterbox. Otterbox body.
It's true.
Soft and protected.
It's true. Round. And I absentmindedly started cupping and fondling my phone in my pocket. And I didn't even make the connection until now why it was happening. Because the light kept going on and people were going, please turn off the phone light. You know.
But during that part, like, yeah, I wasn't saying who cares or anything. And so I could feel like relief from that. So I think people were mostly like, okay, I guess this is better.
I guess I'd rather have really, turn the light on.
Really distracted by whatever is happening by with the phone light going on and off.
Mm-mm.
I think my pocket's too sheer.
Do you guys think my opinions on gender are going to get you in trouble?
Oh, God.
And so he just said, as you just heard, they are his opinions on, on gender. And everyone did hear that.
And that'll be the only clip that we release.
Wait. Wait, I want to go back to what I was saying before. Actually, I want my pockets to be on sheer. Like, you see how this is my gang of mages doing?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind getting into Shear's pockets.
Yes.
Paul Shear?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
See?
Do you see we had Ben Stiller on here?
You see Ben was on?
So,
speaking of a podcast I'd like to be on.
Joel!
Well, no, he said speaking of. So, like, that's like, it's speaking of this podcast he'd like to be on. Here's another podcast he'd like to be on.
Yeah. While we're on the topic of podcasts, I'd like to be on this one first. You see, we have Ben Stiller on.
Ben Stiller.
And that is the guy who gave away all his money on a game show.
No. The whole idea is that
you're not giving it away. You have to fucking
hard
win
to
it.
Get his money. You know what? Never mind. Kevin said he was at a restaurant. And so Kevin on that episode said thanks, doggy, to Ben Stiller. And he said he was at a restaurant and the server said thanks, doggy.
Oh, yeah.
And he texted that to me and Sean. I don't think either of us responded.
No.
Kind of like on my birthday. Thanks, by the way.
It was on your birthday. So it was your birthday.
No, my birthday was
like on my birthday. My
birthday was 2 days ago.
Oh, Kevin.
A lot of work texts, not a lot of, by the way.
Kevin.
How old did you turn?
A young 31.
Huh.
Kevin's rapper
looks older,
name.
Right?
Yeah, I was going to say 31. Younger, and I would have thought because of his job, he would be younger.
Kevin's 31 Savage.
It is a job for... It is a job for babies. I agree with that. Okay.
So your contention is that the server saying thanks, doggy, was a reference to your famous line.
I said to Leah, he knows.
And so you said, other follow up about that.
I am sort of on Kevin's side because I've never heard someone say thanks, doggy, in a non-sexual context before in my entire life.
Was it
not even when the doggy fetched their slippers?
Not even then, my friend.
Maybe it was like doggy bag related. Maybe he's taking the check,
thanks,
holding the doggy bag.
Doggy.
Thanks, doggy.
Yeah, two separate exchange.
Period, not comma, yeah. Thanks, doggy.
I have to ask him.
What restaurant was it, if you don't mind me asking?
It was a beautiful Yard House.
Oh.
Okay, well, that restaurant is not called a beautiful Yard House. It's just called Yard House.
That's Yard House is, that makes sense, though. It makes sense that he would say that there. It's a fetish restaurant. They're all wearing the dog masks over there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a dog house is.
Yeah.
I mean, and also a dog house, a dog doesn't call a dog house a dog house. That's a yard house.
Yeah.
I know, like, whatever, we have these personas or whatever that we try to keep up, I do have to say, I owe Kevin an apology, and Kevin, I'm sorry that you feel like I missed your birthday. Aww. If it feels to you like I ignored your birthday, then I'm
really sorry,
sorry that
you
happened.
Feel that way.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm really sorry that you think that happened.
I'm sorry for whatever made you feel that way, because, you know, you shouldn't have to feel like that.
What'd you do?
Yard House.
I got drinks with the...
Bye!
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.